On to our guests, and it is a trifecta of talent playing three generations of Clades in Walt Disney Animation Studios' Strange World. In addition to Strange World, you can hear Jabuki Young White in Ralph Breaks the Internet and Baymax the Series, and catch him as Sam on Only Murders in the Building. For Disney, Jake Gyllenhaal starred in Prince of Persia, Bubble Boy, and Moonlight Mile, as well as playing Mysterio in Marvel Studios' Spider-Man Far From Home. Dennis Quaid starred in Disney's 1998 remake of The Parent Trap and The Rookie, as well as DOA and The Alamo. Please welcome to the show, Jabuki, Jake, and Dennis. Yay!
Without any further ado, I will kick it off. Hello, gentlemen. Without any spoilers, when you heard about the story of Strange World, what did you hope audiences would walk away with from the film?
I thought to be entertained and have a good time and share it with somebody. That's really what I hope for when I go see a Disney movie myself.
What I think so great about Disney films is that, and when I was pitched the story, I was really moved by it. And then I thought it was going to be fun and funny, but also what I love the most is that it always deals with an issue that feels pertinent and emotional and something I can really hook into. And it got my heart the second I was pitched it. And that's what I got excited for audiences, because those are the movies I love, and it's how Disney gets me every time.
Yeah, I love that it was a fun adventure story, but as much of like a, you know, exciting, strange new world that you explore, you're also exploring so many emotional levels and going to so many emotional places that it's as much of an emotional journey as it is a literal one.
Well, Strange World is Disney Animation's 61st feature. Before this one, which one was your favorite?
Dumbo.
Yeah. Lion King. Also a goofy movie.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. Yes.
A goofy movie.
Yeah. A goofy movie. One of them. I won't do it wrong.
Oh. Jabuki, Ethan's a great fun kid while also representing a character we haven't seen a lot in animation. Can you talk about what drew you to the character and the importance of representation?
I think the thing that really excited me about Ethan was that just in general, even outside the medium of animation, I thought that Ethan was such a well-fleshed out three-dimensional character that I was really excited about. There's so many things that make Ethan an interesting person, and all of those things are appreciated and loved by the people in his environment. So his queerness isn't like this big emotional coming out, like really heavy, like there's no nerves attached to it. There's no like people having to grapple with it or deal with it. It's just accepted, and that's just the reality. And life moves on, and he has other things that he has to deal with. And I thought that just felt so true to life and also rare, even outside the medium of animation. I think in general, we really don't see that often.
Yeah. Very true. Well said. And Jake, I loved you as Mysterio in Spider-Man Far From Home. Do you have a favorite or funny memory from making the film?
My favorite memory of making the film was making the film. Which definitely feels like a memory now. So, you know, that's like, yeah, I just love the process, like the whole way of making, you know, Marvel movies and particularly Spider-Man films. It's a very collaborative process. You know, I was allowed to really bring my own personality to the character and shape it and bring ideas, structural ideas, in the same way I did with Strange World. You know, there's a free, creatively flowing process through many of these movies, particularly, I think, because the thing they share, and I think why Marvel and Disney have teamed up in that way, is because they share a very similar way of creating art, you know, and that is like the way animation starts. You know, we started a year and a half ago on this, and there were these sort of drawings of these characters. And then what happens, we brought ourselves, and then the animators started to see our movements and our facial expressions, and they started to make the characters into us, like almost strange to us, speaking of a strange world. And the same with Mysterio, you know, it was a somewhat similar process.
Dennis, we've got to talk about The Parent Trap 1998. It is a seminal film for a whole generation. My brother and I can quote the whole movie from start to finish. I'm like geeking out that I'm talking to Nick Parker right now. Yes. Anyway, do you have a favorite memory from filming that movie?
Meeting her for the first time. Lindsay was like the most talented one of the most talented people I think I've ever encountered in my life. It was just, she had me believing that there were two different twins. And she was just phenomenal. And it had such a, I mean, the atmosphere with making that movie was, it was so light and fun. And now, I mean, there are fans of it, you know, that are still being born.
And right, I exactly. People who
come up to me that I used to be their babysitter because their parents would put on Parent Trap and then do whatever they wanted to do. Well, they watched the movie.
Indeed. And Jabuki. Okay, so we've got Ralph Breaks the Internet, Baymax the series, and now Strange World. So it's safe to say that you're a Disney Animation lucky charm. What kind of character would you like to play next?
Oh, man. You know, it might be fun to play a live action person.
Right.
Yeah, that might be kind of cool. But also, you know, I'd love to play something really heightened. Like, Genie is one of my favorite characters. So I think something that's just like really whimsical, over the top, could be a lot of fun.
I like that. Now, Jake, you've done Broadway. I may have seen you at Tramp Stamp Grannies with Darren Criss a few years back. Do you have a go-to Disney song?
Go-to Disney song? Yeah, A Whole New World, which I did get to sing at the Tonys on the commercial break, actually, with John Hayes, I'm pretty sure.
Well, Dennis, you're not gonna
be singing, are you?
No,
I mean,
no,
that's we're okay. Not going to stop you from singing it.
I mean, just like thingalabobs is a thing I use just generally. You know,
actor's like life for me. It's fun to be a celebrity. An actor's life for me.
Okay, well,
from Pinocchio.
Goodbye, guys. We're going to have to sign off. Have to put Dennis back in the refrigerator, but we'll.
Good, he's having a good time.
We're going to turn this into a Follow the Bouncing Ball sing-along episode of the podcast.
Yes. Right.
Perfect. Okay, Dennis, for many people, just hearing the name of the film The Rookie is enough to make them reach for a Kleenex. Do you ever get emotional when you see your own work?
Every time you just said the word. I see the emotion in these kids' faces, or these, you know, their fathers that come up to me. For that, it made quite an impact. It was the right story at the right time. It's about second chances in life, and who doesn't want a second chance?
Or a third, sometimes a fourth. All right, you've all done work for Disney. Have you all had a chance to go to the theme parks, and do you have a favorite Disney theme park attraction?
Soaring over California, or I think it's different now.
Soaring over the world now, but yeah.
It's always like the first stop, and it's just great. And you get that wind in your face. Really nice.
I've never been.
Oh, my.
What?
Do not speak those words here. Oh, no. What is happening?
Oh, my gosh.
It's a cry out for help.
It is a cry for help.
Send help right away.
We didn't know he was
all right.
Not alive, but we will figure this out later. Space Mountain.
Yes.
Space Mountain.
Yeah. You know, Bruce and Demi actually closed the entire park. They had the entire park one night.
One night.
For a party.
Whoa.
For themselves. They're going to do that for us too, right? Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We will write a firmly worded email about that.
Exactly. Yeah,
especially with he's never been.
I mean, he's like done like 14 animated characters for
Disney. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's your fault.
Oh, you, it is.
Entirely to blame for not going there. I was trying to figure out what it was that was missing from your incredible personality, and now I realize.
There's a Mickey-shaped hole in my heart right
that's
now.
That's what it is.
Well, Jake and Dennis, to make Jabuki even more excited for Disneyland, do you have a favorite park snack that you can talk about?
Churros. The churros.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. I will just say, the one thing is, I just want him to know, just as playing his father in this, we can't all be perfect. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's okay.
Thank you for relieving me of that pressure.
Yeah, see, this is what Strange World. This is the improv that we would do when we were recording the movie, right?
Yeah.
Churros, what's yours?
Yeah,
I think yours is one of those big drumsticks, those turkey drumsticks.
No, I like to eat the churros on the roller coaster.
Oh wow, that's gross.
Oh, that's really fun.
Yeah.
That's an experience.
He's the jerk who's spraying all that sugar in your face, right? Right. Rolling a churro like this.
Yeah. Exactly. Little bits are flying off and hitting the people behind.
Cinnamon and sugar all over.
You mentioned improv. And normally people record by themselves. Did you have the opportunity to record together?
No.
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 Thankfully.
No. Did you say thankfully?
Yeah.
How?
Doing this interview all day has been basically.
We talk all over each other. They never use any
drama, drama.
This
gone
is
dark awesome. So quickly.
This is a very real family dynamic. Right. I love to see it.
Dennis and I have made two movies together and we never worked in any of the scenes.
No, we never did. Yet.
That was
second movie is father and son. First time in the same room together.
Yep.
Wow. Mm. And now you're feeling like that might have been okay.
I'm grateful for that. Yes.
He wouldn't do the junket for the last one because he thought it with me because he thought it hurt his career. But
I mean, or show him up with your singing skills.
Yeah. Well, you know, you get older and you learn.
All right.
Is A Whole New World your favorite Disney song? And is An Actor's Life for Me your favorite Disney song, Dennis? Or do you have other favorite Disney songs? And Jabuki, do you have one?
Well, I already did one, which was from Pinocchio.
Yeah?
Yes.
Is that it? I mean, you never know. Like, that may just have been the first one that came to mind, but maybe, I don't know.
Well, I've already done one for you.
Oh, no, you don't have to sing.
Encore!
I can't do enough.
I know, it's weird. It's keep wanting more, but I feel like that was really, he may put us in a vulnerable state, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's trying to eke out a Frozen song from you.
And you know, I've never seen an elephant fly. That's a good
one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, Les Poissons is a great one too.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Mine is A Whole New World, hands down.
Yeah.
Ooh. Great for the spring recital.
It's pretty good.
And I tore it up.
Ooh.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. My voice dropped before everybody else's. So I was really hitting those low notes. It was
what about
good.
Tale as Old as Time? Is that what's called Tale as Old as Time? Or is it
Beauty and the Beast?
Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because we lost such a legend, it like that, you know. Including all the extraordinary work she did before she played that part, but like that song is like etched into my heart, you know. So,
okay, not counting anyone from Strange World, which Disney character would you say you're most like?
Ooh.
Marlin from Finding Nemo.
Oh. Wow.
It's a little weird to that answer.
I love that.
There you go. I think I just basically gave my heart away. Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah.
I always really related to Timon from Lion King.
Yeah.
He was a short king. Like, I thought he was great.
Hakuna Matata.
I don't know if we're similar, but I thought he was cool.
I was born to play Jaeger, and I can't get him out of my head.
I think that's actually true when you see the movie. He is born
true,
to play
so Jaeger. I can't. I've never really related, and now I do. So.
Wow.
Well, it is... hard to believe, see Jake, those 19 minutes have just sailed right by.
Oh yeah, sailed right by.
We end every interview with the same question. So what is each of your favorite Disney memories?
Well, seeing Dumbo the first time. It's pretty amazing. It blew my mind. And then seeing Fantasia for the first time too.
I remember the first ride on like Pirates of the Caribbean when I was like maybe 5 or something like that. Was that too young to ride on that ride?
No, there's like, I don't think there's an age limit.
I remember that really specifically, like just the smell and like all the things about it and the joy that I got from being there. That really doesn't go away. It never goes away when you go there and like the fun of going to that theme park. But I remember being very young and that memory very specifically.
Honestly, the outfits in Goofy movie.
Man, you were a Goofy movie
like, yes, wow. Bring it back. Yeah.
Seriously, I always bring it up, but genuinely affected me to this day. They hold up. They stand the test of time.
I was surprised your favorite song was an Eye to Eye then.
Well, I didn't sing Eye to Eye at my 4th grade recital.
Yeah. You're gonna create a whole new world when you get to Disneyland and Disney World.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's gotta be a. Right. It absolutely is.
I'm excited, and we're going right now.
I know, right? I'm like, so when are we taking him?
Where are we? We're nearby.
Jabuki, Jake Dennis, this was awesome. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the film, and we can't wait to see what Disney projects are next.
Yes.
Good seeing you.
Bye.